Time now for your AMC Rice Lake Sports Update. Anthony Edwards highlighted a 32-point performance with 7 three-pointers, and the Minnesota Timberwolves beat the New Orleans Pelicans 104-97 to take some luster off Zion Williamson's return from a 27-game absence. Williamson, who'd been sidelined by a left hamstring strain, scored 22 points to go with 6 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals and a block in 27 minutes in just his 7th game this season. Former Pelican Julius Randle scored 16 points, and ex-LSU star Naz Reid added 13 points for Minnesota. DeJounte Murray scored 27 points for New Orleans, but C.J. McCollum, who scored 50 points just 2 games earlier, shot 1 of 14 as the Pelicans lost for the 21st time in 24 games. Chase Ross scored a career-high 27 points as number 7 Marquette rallied from a 14-point first-half deficit to beat Georgetown 74-66. Stevie Mitchell added 13 points. David Joplin scored 12, and Cam Jones had 11 for Marquette, which won its 5th straight. Malik Mack led Georgetown with 18 points. Micah Peavy added 13 points, Thomas Sorber 11, and Caleb Williams 10. Sorber had 13 rebounds. The Hoyas had won 5 straight. Matt Boldy's tie-breaking goal early in the third period for the Minnesota Wild completed their comeback from a 2-score deficit to beat the St. Louis Blues 6-4 for their 4th straight victory. Boldy snapped in a shot off a pass from Mats Zuccarello on a 2-on-1 rush. Joel Eriksson Ek scored for Minnesota halfway through the second period. Jake Middleton tied the game 1-16 into the third. Jordan Kiro, Jake Neighbors, and Robert Thomas scored early in the second period for a 4-2 lead for St. Louis that prompted the Wild to pull goalie Philip Gustafson. Al McNeil, a former NHL player who won the Stanley Cup as coach of the Montreal Canadiens, has died. He was 89. The Calgary Flames announced Monday that McNeil died a day earlier in Calgary. No cause of death was provided. McNeil was a defenseman who played 524 NHL games for the Toronto Maple Leafs, Canadiens, Chicago Blackhawks, New York Rangers, and Pittsburgh Penguins between 1955 and 1968. He compiled 17 goals, 75 assists, and 615 penalty minutes during his player career. He was a first-year coach of the Canadiens when the team won the Stanley Cup in 1971. In high school sports scores in hockey action, it was Eau Claire defeating Rice Lake, a total shutout there, final of 3-0. And in girls basketball, Barron beat out Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser 65-34. And tonight on WJMC AM 1240, 96.5 FM, we have Milwaukee Bucks basketball hosting the San Antonio Spurs, pregame at 8, tip-off at 8:30. This has been your AMC Rice Lake Sports Update.